You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
It's time for How Good Is That?
How good is that?
Yes, Simo, how good is that? We have an item here. We don't know what it is. It could be good, it could be terrible. I'll try and work out whether it's good or terrible, more or less. And so far, what have we covered? Eggs, I think, have been involved. I think it was poached eggs.
Yep.
It was last week, remembering off the top of my head, which got a resounding yes from you and a bit of an eh from me.
As long as they're not done in the microwave. That was the end of that story.
Yeah.
The colour orange. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes.
Okay, no? Like, am I supposed to be a big fan of the orange or not?
Well, look, during the 3, 2, 1 countdown, my mind went a couple of different places. I was tempted to say no, but you know what? Yeah, why not the colour orange? I mean, the radio studio that we're in, the walls are a kind of reddy orange colour.
Mm.
I can see we've got a can over there of disinfectant spray, which is orange.
Yes.
You know, orange is in the world. I reckon embrace your inner orange. Simo, why do you not like it?
There's nothing that rhymes with orange.
The guy that almost won Big Brother, Daniel Gorringe.
Yeah, but that's... Are you going to write a poem about Daniel Gorringe?
I could do. Daniel Gorringe went into the Big Brother house, ate an orange.
I walked as lonely as an orange.
Oranges don't walk.
No,
you go to the supermarket and see an orange with just legs starting to walk.
That was a quote from William Wordsworth's I Walked as Lonely as a Cloud, but you've got no culture, so you can't appreciate it.
Nor does anyone.
Well, you should.
Who's William Wordsworth?
Wordsworth.
Wordsworth.
Oh, you uncultured swine.
Who is he?
Does
he like the colour orange?
He was an English Romantic period poet.
Okay.
Big fan of walking.
Sorry, I'm not interested in English romantic poetry from, I assume, like the 1600s?
Yeah, so if he had to try and write a poem about an orange, he would have been screwed. Daniel Gorringe wasn't born yet.
Yeah, if he wrote a poem about Daniel Gorringe... Maybe give the poetry up. You're clearly some kind of fortune teller.
Yeah, you probably have some tarot cards involved.
Anyway, we've got off track. The colour orange,
yeah.
Simo.
What about it?
I like it.
Good for you.
I'm fully behind it.
I'm pleased.
I know.
Well done.
You're not a fan.
Well, like, I don't look at all the colours and go like, oh, I'm a fan of you more than the others.
Mm.
So, like, is orange at the top of the pile for you? Like, are you going to take an orange over a blue or a green?
Oh, now that's a loaded question.
Yeah, I give love equally to all the colours.
Eh, purple.
Purple, really?
Yeah.
Jeff from the Wiggles, he was purple.
Yeah, I'm sure Jeff will be heartbroken. There was no orange wiggle, that's what I'm disappointed about.
He's still asleep, he didn't hear that.
Good point.
Simo and Jordan.
And we go now to job opportunities in the entertainment industry.
Right.
Because... There was a listing which I saw over the weekend.
For a new job, you mean?
Yes, for a handler, if you like, personal assistant to. You're familiar with the Instagram influencer?
Like an Instagram influencer in particular, or just the Instagram influencer as a job?
Yes. So the job was advertised to be a personal assistant.
Yeah.
To a Instagram influencer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So those are the people we're dealing with.
Let me take a selfie.
And the duties, Jordan, are quite intense.
Do we know who this influencer is?
No.
Or is it? Oh, it's a secret.
It remained a mystery.
Do you know who it is when you apply for the job? Or is it just you rock up on your first day and it's like, yeah, so it's Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Is the influencer you're looking after.
Yeah, and then the handler's like, sorry, that's going to damage my own personal brand. Don't know if I can do this gig. All right, so it is apparently part-time, Jordan. That's where we will start with this. Very important to note that it is part-time. The ad indicated that a well-known influencer with more than 10 million followers seeking a well-organized personal assistant, and what it entailed included that the ideal candidate would be available for around 8 hours a day.
And that's part-time.
Well, you know.
Is it 8 hours a day, like Monday to Friday? Or
maybe they tell time differently in LA. It's very Los Angeles of them.
Oh, so we know that this influencer is in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, Hollywood, baby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the winning applicant would be responsible for planning and managing calendar activities as well as cooking and cleaning. The applicant would also be able to handle communication with producers, videographers, managers, editors, all stylists, cleaners, other celebrities and friends.
Is there anything that this person doesn't have to do?
Doesn't say.
Just read through that. It'll be a lot quicker.
So it starts to get a little bit intense, Jordan, the further on you read.
Oh, it hasn't got intense yet.
Nope.
Just doing an 8-hour day where you're essentially making sure that the influencer in question is still alive and functions.
The applicant would have to answer the phone and be available 24/7, must be able to keep all emotion and private matters completely away from the influencer's world.
Mm-hmm.
The winning applicant will deal with lots of incredibly private matters. You must be able to handle hundreds of small tasks at once. You must be able to be the bad guy.
I'm the bad guy.
Remove emotion and handle intense conversations. Bounce back instantly from any mistakes without emotion. And once COVID-19 pandemic is over, you must be willing to travel anywhere at any time.
And this is a part-time position.
It's a part-time gig.
I'm just saying, I know I said it sounds like it could be Trump at the start of this as a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
It's sounding like something the old Trumpmeister would do.
Well, and then to top it all off, this is really the icing on the cake for me. Even the cherry.
There's more.
This is the cherry on the icing on the cake.
That you will have to make and bake for the Instagram influencer daily.
So, the ad stipulated that a number of other responsibilities included waking up the client each day with schedule and coffee. At this point, it kind of sounds like this is like high-level parenting, like trying to tell them you've actually got to get your life together.
Yeah.
Here's your schedule. Here's your coffee.
Mm.
Get it done.
I mean, Simo, I got to be honest, at the start of this, when you said being an assistant to an Instagram influencer...
Sounded kind of good, right?
Yeah, like, influencers do cool things, especially if they've got, like, 10 million Insta followers and they're kind of living in LA. It could be fun. But now, not so much.
Yeah.
Now you're just kind of being a slave to someone who takes pictures, who takes selfies of himself.
A lot of got to be very skilled, though. What you would do is, if you won that job... You would then take that job listing to any other job that you applied for in your life. Be like, I'll see you on Monday.
So, yeah, you see, I did this job, so NASA, give me a job.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, if I told you I had some audio of Her Majesty the Queen trying to do a Zoom video call, would you be interested in hearing it?
Oh, of course. I'm a big, yes, is the Queen.
So is that your Queen impersonation?
Yes, dear.
You sound a bit like my auntie, but never mind.
Ballpark then, right? Ballpark.
Well, Simo, there is a documentary that is going to be released all about, not the Queen, but about Princess Anne.
Oh, I was going to say, was it in high def? Because then you could see all the wrinkles if it's in 4K.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, whoa, don't want to see it. That's one doco you don't want to see in high definition.
Look, unconfirmed whether it is in high def or whatever.
Give me pixels.
But Simo, this documentary about Princess Anne, who I believe is the Queen's daughter, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
It's sort of like a year in her life, or was meant, it was planned as being a year in Princess Anne's life.
Oh, wow.
Because she is turning 70 this year.
All right, yeah, no, so she's no spring chicken.
However, coronavirus obviously threw a bit of a spanner in the works, and the documentary makers went, okay, well, this documentary all of a sudden got a whole lot more interesting because they're watching now the royals dealing with the coronavirus and having to kind of learn how to do technology and do video calls and that sort of thing.
Wow, so yeah, old Chook, she turns 70 years of age this year. And Princess Royal, so she's the second child and only daughter of Queen Elizabeth II.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I think Prince Charles is the son. My royal knowledge, not great.
Hell, now I have to check. Do I have to check that?
No, I didn't. Don't worry about checking that one.
Royals.
But yes, Emma, they have released some footage of Her Majesty the Queen and Princess Anne on like a Zoom video call with like a couple of other people. They're talking about a charity or I don't know, whatever they do.
How lovely.
And it's about them. This is them at the start of the call trying to set up the call.
Oh, no.
So, you know, we've all had a bit of trouble with this, setting up Zoom calls.
But not pensioners with technical difficulties.
This is Her Majesty the Queen.
These aren't your average conference calls either.
Good morning. At Windsor.
Good morning. I'm very glad to have been able to join you. Can you see everybody? You should have six people on your screen. Yes, well, I can see four anyway.
Okay, fair enough. Actually, don't need me. You know what I look like.
That's so good. It's so quaint. I love how their voice, like, it peaks as a, can you see everybody? Oh, that's so lovely.
You know, the Queen's royal backdrop for her Zoom call is, as you'd expect,
a beach, Hawaii.
Or no.
Is it the coral reef?
No.
Is it Uluru?
No. She's not in Australia. She's in her palace in the UK.
Oh,
a
right.
Huge room, massive high ceilings, big chairs, furniture, the lot.
Okay.
Wait,
so it's not one of those backdrops that you can, like, because you know how you can set backdrops now in Zoom calls?
Yeah.
So she had the real.
Yeah, she had.
But
suck it. I've got the real deal.
So she had the real Buckingham Palace. Well, there's probably a setting for that same backdrop on the Zoom functions.
Look, I wouldn't be surprised if there was.
That's great.
But Simo, there is one thing that I'm so glad didn't happen.
Like she was actually in bed in her pajamas, but you couldn't tell.
Simo, there is one thing I'm so glad that didn't happen on this Zoom call, though.
What's that?
Well, you would have seen, you know, journos perhaps reporting at home, and then the other half realizing that they're on a Zoom call and walking behind, maybe naked.
Imagery, Jordan.
Yeah.
Yuck, dude. Why?
Fortunately, though, Prince Charles didn't walk in the back of the Queen's Zoom call naked. We didn't see his crown jewels, so it's all fine.
Oh, yeah. Did you do this whole thing for that?
Look, I thought of that joke on the weekend and have been waiting 48 hours.
I'm not disappointed.
To use that joke.
I'm not angry.
That's it. I'm done for the day. I'm going home.
I'm not angry.
You can't improve on perfection.
I'm just disappointed.
Simo and Jordan.
I found this out over the weekend that Australians are peddling rumours about what goes on in our country.
Oh, yeah, we've been doing this for ages. Have you not realised?
Yeah, specifically, though, in regards to, like, your myths. So, like, overseas, you know, you got your Loch Ness Monster, you got your leprechauns, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Here, what kind of... So you've done this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, which ones have you kind of encouraged to
When you have overseas guests or whatever staying in a pre-COVID world, you might mention the drop bear situation.
So I found this out that someone on the, what do they call it, like the ski circuit going between New Zealand, Canada, America, all of that.
Yeah.
Quite often letting people know about the drop bears.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I don't know if we should be peddling those kind of ideas.
Well, I mean, there's enough dangerous animals as is in Australia. I doubt one more is going to deter tourists from coming here when COVID's over.
What about riding kangaroos to school?
Look, I'm disappointed that we didn't actually do that.
Yeah.
I would have loved to do that.
Well, it's much easier to... I reckon there's probably more roos than there are cars on the road.
Probably not far off.
But this also popped up for me over the weekend about what people can come to expect when they visit Australia.
Okay.
What other myths do you think that we should try to peddle about the sunburnt country, the land of sweeping plains?
Are we talking about, like, we have more dangerous animals?
Well, yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, we've already got drop bears. Drop crocodiles.
Right, because I bring to you now a man whose name is Nathan Whippy Griggs.
Okay.
From regional Australia. Now, you can see he's set up here. I've got a little video there. You can explain it to everyone.
Yeah, well, Simo, so you're on... I can see your screen over there. You're on YouTube.
That's right.
There is a guy in the outback in front of Uluru.
Yes.
He's wearing one of those wide broadbrim hats. Disappointed there's no corks dropping down, but we'll forgive that for now. Singlet, jeans, and he is unmistakably holding two whips, one in each hand.
Yeah, he's dual-wielding the Indiana Jones whips, as it were.
Oh, it just sounds terrifying.
It really does. So he has started to become known as your quintessential Australian.
Yeah.
And he's been taking requests for his particular skill from overseas, like places like UK, America,
yeah,
about how they want him to... use his skill.
Can I ask, does his skill have something to do with whipping?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So
imagine if it didn't. He's just there holding two whips. It's like, what's your skill? Oh, cake decorating. Do you whip it into shape of the whip? No.
No.
No, you idiot.
I'm just holding these for a friend.
Yeah. No, some bloke just wanted me to hold his whip while he went to the toilet over there.
So what he can do, Jordan, is he can whip to the time of... famous songs.
Devo Whip It. Like, if he hasn't chosen that, he's really missed an opportunity.
This is right up there, though. So this is him taking a request to do Cotton Eye Joe.
Okay, yeah, another simile. Okay.
Today is Trick Tuesday. It's a request all the way from America. This is the land down under. Here we go.
Joe, I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. I've been for Cotton Eye Joe.
It's amazing.
I've been married a long time ago.
Where did you come from? That's terrible. That's people mad.
Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
And he's actually quite talented.
I know.
So obviously the clicking that you can hear there is him whipping in time to Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah. And we should be saying, obviously the song Cotton Eye Joe has been added in post-production. So he was just whipping and like just imagining the song in his mind and then hoping that it would all match up.
What a talent. I
know.
Can we make that guy Prime Minister? Can we do something? I don't know.
Yeah, can we build a statue or something to him?
Nathan Whippy Griggs.
Give him his own brand of whips.
The drop bears are the least of our worries.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, obviously there's not many flights happening at the moment around the world.
No, very limited in that regard.
Which I guess if you could try and put a positive spin on it, which means that you would never get sat next to that really smelly bloke.
If you're spinning in a plane, I don't think it's ever positive.
Okay, good point.
Just putting that out there.
I know. I'm sorry. When I said positive spin,
yep.
Not actually spinning the plane.
Good.
Just a positive twist on the fact that there's no flights, which means...
No twisting.
Yeah, you don't really want your plane to kind of dive like an Olympic diver.
Yeah, let's not twist or spin. Let's just keep it level.
If that Qantas flight could not do a 3.5 twist in the pike position then land in water...
That'd be great.
That'd be great. But if you do minimal splash, you know, gold medal, I guess. I know, Simo, the reason I bring up planes and not... You know, the fact that you don't have to sit next to that smelly guy on the plane is because whenever I used to travel, I don't know, I always seem to get that. I don't know, maybe it was just bad luck, or maybe everyone on my plane was smelly or whatever, but I always used to have to sit next to or near that kind of bloke that you can only smell from 3 aisles away.
Maybe you've got super, like you're a mutant.
Every few millennia, evolution leaps forward. Jordan can... smell.
I feel we've been waiting a few millennia for evolution to leap forward. Been a bit disappointed if it was me.
Now.
And here it is. And then I just walk out. I'm like, yeah, I can smell a bit more.
He can smell you from meters away before he sees you.
That would kind of make me a dog, I guess.
NSA wants him for their spy program.
Who are NSA?
I don't know.
He could have gone with MI5.
MI6.
MI6 even.
MI7.
007.
Yeah, all of those.
Well, anyway, so the reason I bring up planes and being smelly is because, well, this happened last year in a pre-COVID world.
Oh.
Has only just kind of come to light now. Now, this is an aeroplane that was forced to make an emergency landing. Should say, everyone fine, no dramas, nothing, everyone fine. There wasn't a crash or anything like that.
Because of a smell?
Yeah.
That is incredible.
So it was flying from Zurich in Switzerland, I believe, and was forced to make an emergency landing in London Heathrow because the pilots were confronted with, quote, a very strong smell that was compared to manure and socks.
Ah, that's the new fragrance from Lynx. Where did they land?
They landed in London.
Okay.
They were flying from Switzerland.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the new Lynx Zurich.
I mean, they do a lot of fragrances at duty-free.
It'll bring planes down.
It's probably not a good selling point.
It's the opposite to Red Bull giving you wings.
What if you have a Red Bull and spray yourself with this? You just stay on the ground.
Lynx Zurich, it'll ground you.
No, I tell you what, you're like an emu. You got wings, but you can't fly.
There you go, better.
Well, no, so Simo, so the pilots were forced to land because of a very strong smell. They noticed this smell and kind of thought, that's a bit peculiar.
Right.
And had to put their, you know the TV show Air Crash Investigation? They kind of have to put the masks on, the oxygen masks.
Okay.
And then, like, in the cabin, they drop down.
They drop down from the ceiling, don't they? Yeah.
What they say in all of the... safety demonstrations, it'll drop down from the ceiling, and I don't know, it's never happened to me.
Apply it to the child's face before... Wait, no, do your own.
The other way around.
Do your own first.
It's a good point, you're not an air cabin crew. Yeah, make sure you do it all the right way around.
Won't someone think of the children?
Well, Simo, fortunately, this plane managed to land safely in London.
Wow.
Co-pilots and everyone on board was assessed by paramedics, but no one was ill or anything like that or suffered any long-term effects, which is good. And the smell in question, Simo, would you like to know what it is?
Yes.
Well, I'll have a guess first. I'll give you three guesses. So this smell was compared to manure and socks, and it was super bad that the pilots had to land the plane because they just couldn't continue with their journey.
Was it fertilizer?
No.
Was it soil?
No.
Was it...
I'll give you one more guess. I guarantee you won't get it. It's something that would normally go on a plane. I'll give you that much.
Ah, normally go on a plane?
Yeah. Like a fully functioning plane has this if you happen to be traveling.
Oh.
Not that many people would, but if you happen to be on a plane, your plane would have this.
Interesting.
It would be very important to have if there was a plane that just happened to be kept here in the Snowy Mountains, put it
right,
that way,
so
especially in winter.
So like one of the inflatable things?
No.
No?
Although they are very important too. No, Simo, what it was a leak in the de-icing fluid, I think they call it,
okay.
Which goes on the wings to obviously stop ice.
Oh, so it wasn't a human being?
No.
Okay, right.
No.
Because otherwise that's an achievement.
Mm.
Make a plane have an emergency landing because of your own BO.
Yeah, I mean, it's an achievement. Probably not a good one, though.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.